Hello and welcome to the Poorhammer Podcast, episode 118. I'm your host, Brad. This is my co-host, Eric.
How's it going?
And we have a very fun episode today. We are going back to the classroom. But I didn't want to do Space Marines this time, so instead I figure we're going to talk about...
The Everyman.
The Everyman. One of the most classic things in all of 40K. The Lemon Roos.
Yeah, I think that's how it's pronounced.
So without any further ado, let's grade every faction's Lehman Russ.
Sounds good.
The tank, not the Primarch. But wait, before we do all of that, I trapped you. It was a trick. Ha ha. I just want to take a moment to actually thank you nerds on the internet. I had a very, very awful week at my day job this week.
Yeah.
Eric has heard the story.
Yeah, it's been pretty shit. And like, last recording was not...
We weren't in a good mood last week, and I was recovering from the illness I can't talk about on YouTube because it gets mad at you.
It's been awesome to see the support.
Yeah, so thank you all from the bottom of my heart, and Eric, from the bottom of our hearts.
Are you trying to allude that I don't have a heart?
It means a lot to see all the people who joined on Patreon last week. Thank you. Yeah. This is not a shill for it. I'm just, thank you all. It helped a lot.
Yeah, and also just, you know, there was a bunch of comments about like, hey, keep doing it kind of thing. It was great too.
Yes, the comments also helped this week, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for being awesome. But you had another piece of news that I think you wanted to make sure you got into. There was like two main things to talk about.
This one... Boy, those new objective markers we got sure are amazing, aren't they? You could go buy them on Orchid. Wait.
I feel like we've gotten shit for not being able to sell merch and shilling properly.
Yeah, Bricky underestimated us. How dare he?
How dare he?
He thought we couldn't shill. We shilled. He couldn't follow up. The objective markers are currently out of stock and he is emergency getting more neoprene to make more. He did not understand how much you people love objective markers. More are coming. It will be back in stock very shortly. Sorry for the random inconvenience if you were trying to buy objective markers this week.
And they won't take as long as this previous issue. Things were changed back end to make it so that this won't take quite as long.
Yeah, this is just a minor inconvenience for like a week or whatever. They should be right back. But yeah. Hilarious problem to have. Thank you, everybody. Ricky got to eat crow.
And one last thing on that, if you were supposed to be getting a replacement objective marker for your previous ones, take a look in your email. If you haven't received the email or the actual product itself yet, let us know so that we can get that solidified and all squared away.
Make sure to yell at Bricky, not us, but also tell us so that we can go yell at Bricky for you.
You can tell us and we'll yell at Bricky for you.
Also, probably just be polite in general.
When we say yell, it's more of like the polite Canadian yell of like, hey, please, could you do this thing?
A Canadian shouting match. Oi, that seemed a bit rude, didn't it? I'm sorry I had to mention it, though.
Yeah, terribly sorry to bring this up, but I don't mean to inconvenience you or anything. Terribly sorry. I think with that, though, the news is out of the way and we can go back to tanks.
Yes, trick is over. Let's move on to talking about Le Tanque.
The Le Tanque Lemon Roos.
Oui, oui, baguette. Even though I was starting with like a red versus blue reference that's 25 years old now.
Oh, man.
All right. So on to our actual main segment. The Lehman Russ, the most iconic of tanks in all of the Warhammer 40,000s. It's going to be our A student for the class today. Pure A plus, 100%. This is your goal.
Yeah. It's like the main battle line tank.
Yes. You could call it a main battle tank.
Yeah.
You know, the title of a main battle tank in real life.
Sure. You could do that. I suppose.
So the Lehman Russ is a box with guns. One has to be pretty big or at least replaceable with a version that can be pretty big, and you can choose to do a version that is like anti-infantry or whatever. But I think the Lehman Russ battle tank, like the main vanilla one, is what we're really looking at.
Yeah, when you think tank, you think, oh, there's a big cannon on the front, right? Like it's a box with a cannon and it's got some treads and like that's a tank, and that's what a Lehman Russ is.
Borrelio draw tank.
Yeah, right.
YouTube needs a tank. Start with the barrel. Then we go back.
Oh, no. Oh no.
This is how we get demonetized again.
Yeah, I was like, anytime you try and draw stuff, it always ends up in one picture.
The most universal object known to mankind.
It's one of those, like, any time, particularly because I watch StarCraft, you know, that they would, like, do, like, oh, they would have an army here and an army there, and, you know, like, every time, every single time, you would watch them, like, as they were doing it, and it'd be like, oh, nope. And then they would start just, like, waving instead of finishing the drawing. Great stuff. Great stuff. Where were we?
So, pictures aside, I think it would be important for us to have a main cannon, at least as an option. You can have other options. You need some side guns.
Yeah, just some general chaff to, so you don't have to use the big cannon on everything.
Yeah, your big cannon should be, like, at least strength 10. That's what it is for the Lehman Russ.
Yeah.
If you can't get up to that level, then I think we're too low. Like, if we're at just a multi-melt or something, not high enough. Preferably, the big cannon is longer range, like 36 plus inches. The Lehman Russ is 48.
Yeah, I wouldn't really go less than 36. That's more melta range kind of stuff.
We don't really need a melee profile.
No, it's a tank. We've got the tank shock for it.
We want to be tough. We want to have a lot of wounds. We want to have a good save. And more than anything, we want it to identifiably be a tank. You should be able to look at it and go, that's a tank.
Yeah, show a silhouette and it's like, it's a tank.
I can't wait until halfway through this episode we say something doesn't look like a tank, and then every War Thunder player is just mashing on the keyboard for the next 5,000 comments to tell us about this obscure tank in World War One based off a tractor.
The Sturm Dragon, something like that.
The Sturm Dragon.
It was only made like twice and it only saw battle once, but it was existing.
I'm just hoping that everyone tries to correct me that the bomb sample is from World War Two, not World War One. That's all I'm hoping for. If I tricked you into typing that comment before you heard this, I've won.
I've won.
You are predictable.
All right. So, I mean, those are kind of the general outlines for our grading scale. Do we start with Imperium?
Let's start with our A student. For bonus points, we usually let Space Marines show their second best.
True, because usually they have so many options that it's like, yep.
And we have another tank named after a failure. So we've got the Rogel Dorn. Not as bad of a war criminal, but more pathetic than the Lehman Russ. Decent name.
Sure. It's bigger.
It is bigger, which the Space Wolf players will be annoyed about. It basically fills out all of our criteria, like right off the bat. It's tough, got a ton of wounds, good save, has got a big gun.
It looks like a tank.
The big gun is called an oppressor cannon. I've never read the name of the main gun on a Rogel Dorn until just now. It goes 72 inches. You know what? You just get an extra A.
I feel like it's just kind of perfect.
It is just a Lehman Russ, but honestly, it just looks better as a model.
It's more like fleshed out, you know, like it's got like bigger proportions so they could do a little bit more.
It has a single flaw. When you look at it from the bottom, you realize they forgot to finish sculpting the model.
I always forget about that until like you flip it over and it's like, what?
I had my brother save the 3D print to print bottoms for Rogel Dorns if we ever needed them. So you have to go out of your way to finish the model, but that's not really part of our normal grading criteria to take points off here. Maybe an A minus just because GW decided that this tank didn't need to exist from one angle.
Well, you see, all the people are up in the top, so they don't actually need to stand on the bottom.
What are landmines?
It's the things you hover over because you have nothing under you. Come on.
It's a Flintstones tank. You just use your feet to move it.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
The treads are for show. It's a hover tank, really. But you just push on the front while running. It's the boat scene from Pirates of the Caribbean. They're just holding a tank while they move.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down to A minus after coming up with all of these problems.
That's fair. But like, it's a good show.
Just don't flip it over. It's like a turtle. Don't flip it over.
Exactly. And like, while you're playing it, on the board, why would it ever be flipped over?
Because my Mauler Fiend charged it.
Lore accurate.
Drunk Brad accurate. All right, sisters.
Okay, sisters. They have the Castigator.
Yeah, we're representing the first Rhino chassis, something that's going to unfortunately come back often. But to be fair, very Lehman Russy and very normal tank looking.
Yeah, looks like a normal tank, except for the fact that it's got a bunch of like regalia on it.
Ooh, regalia. Fun word. I like filigree. Filigree's my go-to.
I feel like, to me, like, filigree is more like little bits and pieces kind of thing, whereas this has got, like, torch smokestacks and stuff. Like,
filigree is, like, the useless scribbles that you, like, etch on stuff. But anyway, the castigator does hit basically every point. The save's a bit worse, but it's got an invuln save. We still have a main battle cannon that looks suspiciously like the Lehman Russ's. Minor differences to it. It sure looks like a tank when we look from this angle.
It's not quite as tough, but I mean, it's still tank tough, you know?
Yeah, I don't see any real problem with it. I think it's A material.
I think so as well.
So Sisters gets the rare A. They don't tend to get full A's often.
It's true. I think that they're gonna like being one of the first ones that have this variant show up, because,
well, our next one certainly isn't going to be happy to follow up.
No, Custodes.
All right, Custodes. You're going to get more points off than you probably deserve, because I'm angry about actually getting this together.
So the Caladius Gravtank.
Wow, I would have called it Calidus, but you're right, it's Caladius.
I mean, that's what I thought it was, but...
This 10-pound hunk of resin...
Wow. I mean, you're not wrong.
It can be used as a bludgeon in a backup scenario should things get rough at the table.
Wow.
We're getting loose on the tank looks. Stat-wise, it's really doing a pretty good job.
It does have, you know, the right toughness. We gotta save even an invuln. Good wounds, like... It's there. The cannon is like strength 12. Like, it's a big cannon. It does damage.
Importantly, saving point for this tank, it knows karate. It has martial kata.
That is what that means, yes. As absolutely infuriating as that is, yes, you are correct.
My dreadnoughts aren't psychers, but this tank knows karate.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the spinning back kick.
So I'm going to give it some points off, though, and we're going to have a rant for a moment that has nothing to do with tanks.
All right, because I mean, we still got to look at like what it looks like a bit, but...
Do you know how pictures work on computers, Eric? Name some types of picture formats.
GIF.
I'll fucking stab you. Do it again.
PNG, technically the SVGs, I guess. BMPs.
Not WebP?
WebPs, yeah. Bitmaps.
Did you know that the entire first page of Google results for this stupid tank, when I'm trying to put it into the show notes, is WebPs? And the first result I can find that's a normal picture that I can copy-paste into Google's own interface, like this is a Google platform that we're pasting into for our show notes, is just Google Docs.
Yeah.
This is not some obscure thing that needs to get up to date. The first thing I could find is a recast site. Not even GW's site.
Which, I mean, like...
Hilarious.
Out of all the models, this would be the one that I would see, like, okay, yeah.
Welcome to Forge World.
The recast site probably has better analytics than GW's, because who the fuck is spending that much money at GW for this?
So, anyway, extremely funny note. Being Forge World still gets you massive points off all these episodes later.
Yeah.
I'm giving this tank, we'll call it a B because I think it deserves an A.
It kind of looks like a tank, right?
Berilio is listening to us record right now and is being snarky in text, saying that he could have got me a picture because he already did all this work, but I was trying to do things on my own.
And like, not everybody has access to Berilio's special images.
Look, I wanted to go down to C out of sheer anger while I was trying to get this stupid thing into the show notes, but I think B is correct to take a full letter grade off for Forge World.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like it has a few issues of, like, it's not quite treading and, like...
You're right, actually. Okay, we should go B minus because it is our first hover tank. It's got the weird double barrel thing for its main loadout. And honestly, I think both of them, yeah, both loadouts are a double barrel thing.
And like, it only has like one
gun, no backup. You know what? We're getting down to C.
No, I think a B minus is right.
But Forge World.
We can only take so much off of Forge World. Come on. It'll be fine. We're still early.
You can keep the B minus, but know that I wanted to go lower. This is your after class lecture to get everything in order. Get your shit together, Custodes. I expect more out of you at this point. Maybe not after your codex, but before then, I would have expected more out of you.
Yeah, you can get back to being that A student. Let's move on to AdMac.
All right, nerds, what do you have?
Scorpius Disintegrator.
I want everyone to know I disagree with Eric. I think we should be reviewing the crab. He wants to review the hover tank.
I mean, you're not far off. It's within the realm. But, like, close your eyes and think of a tank. Do you see a crab?
No, but if I open my eyes, I'm going to be really happy there's a crab walker instead of a normal, boring tank. Crabs are upgrades. This is why everything evolves into crabs.
Yeah. You don't like this, like, down in the bayou hover tank that just needs a big fan on the back?
It's so strange, isn't it?
It is very strange. I feel like the big, like, protrusion at the front really ruins the, like, it could kind of have a sleek design.
I mean, that's because it's also the transport, which is why I really don't like it, is you just pull the gun off the top. Well, the gun and the piece that the gun is sitting on, you just pop it off the top and it's a transport now.
Which is not great.
It's very untanky that it just looks like a troop transport that you threw a gun on. And this is why I think the crab walker's cooler. But
yeah, but the crab walker is literally just crab walker with a tank cannon on it top.
Yeah.
Either of them are in the realm of, like, the toughness is not quite... It's got wounds, it's got decent save. Like, we're in the realm, and they got big cannon thing, sure. But not great.
I do think once we start looking at, like, the main cannon options, not so much sub options, though. We really only get the main gun and, like, a Cognis heavy stubber.
Yeah.
But, like, when we look at it from that angle, the main cannon's good.
The rest is, like, not really.
Yeah. I'm really feeling like this is not that high of a grade. It does look like a tank, except for, you know, it's clearly a hover tank. I don't think it's a great-looking tank.
I mean, I definitely wouldn't give it above a B.
Yeah. Does it have multiple heavy stubbers? Yes, it gets three of them, which isn't the worst. And you get the little sub-missile launcher.
Yeah, okay.
Gun-wise, it's not bad.
You just have to ignore the fact that it's a troop transport that's been turned into a tank.
We're gonna have to do that for every Rhino chassis.
That's true.
B minus, maybe B.
I feel like a B, and then like the Dune Crawler probably would have gotten a B or B minus as well.
I feel like I could argue it up to at least a B plus.
I don't think so.
We'll go with B.
All right. Grey Knights.
Grey Knights, it's time to struggle. We gotta explain why our Land Raider is anything like a Lehman Russ.
We've got, you know, the Land Raider. It's got treads.
I was today years old when I found out that Grey Knights don't have access to a Predator.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. Like, we've got our Walker and then Paladins, so, like, you don't need a tank.
Well, it's tough, and it's got a lot of wounds. I'll give you that.
And, like, it does have a weapon that does good damage. Strength 12 is not nothing.
The problem is it's got two of them on the sides, I presume. I don't know how these things work. It is a box with some little guns on it that tend to do more damage than they should for what they look like.
Yes, very much so. Like, none of the guns, ignoring stats, none of the guns look like they're actual, like, cannons that are going to wreck you.
I feel like this is a hot take I've mentioned before, but the Land Raider is probably my least liked Imperium vehicle. It is a terrible aesthetics. It's down with the Vindicator at the bottom of the list, meaning it's based on some real life tank from World War One I've never heard of.
I actually don't hate it anywhere near as much as you do, but it's just so bland.
It's trying to do everything, but like with no style.
Very much no style.
But anyway, from a sheer stat standpoint,
it's close, yeah.
It's got two main cannons, I guess, and a pair of las cannons. It's got treads. It's tough. We're erring on the edge of too tough, but we're not quite there.
It just doesn't look like a tank, like, other than the fact, like, that it's got treads. It just looks like, you know, an APC of some type.
I mean, because it is just a transport.
Yeah.
It's not even like a refitted transport. It is just a transport that has some incidental weapons on the side, which is not a tank.
I don't want to say it, but it's probably like a C.
I feel like you're giving yourself credit.
From like all the, like, stat wise it's pretty close. It's just, it looks nothing like a tank.
I'll give you a C for your armored transport that has side weapons that happen to be strong.
I don't think it's a D tier. It has a good enough showing, but not great. Oh no.
Present your Armiger Imperial Knights for your 15th time.
Yeah, we're looking for a tank, remember.
Something that is identifiably a tank. Review in your head the picture of a tank.
And so we get the Knight Crusader.
Oh my god, it's not an Armiger. Oh my god, it has way too many wounds. Oh, but it's got a bad save to make up for it.
So if we kind of ignore the wounds, the stat sheets aren't that far off.
You get your main battle cannon, and you get a Gatling cannon, and you get a top cannon, which can be like auto cannons or missile pods or whatever, and you get your shoulder melta. You get a lot. The subguns under the main guns. It's two tanks strapped together in a lot of ways.
It feels a lot like two
Lehman Russes in a trench coat.
Yeah, basically, which is not great.
Although, saying two Lehman Russes in a trench coat, I'm kind of on board.
Yeah, it was like, it's not really fulfilling the goal, but in a weird way, you've done something...
equally impressive?
Yeah.
You've created art.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is math class, but...
I mean, you could still get some points for creativity, but there's only so far that can go. This clearly doesn't have treads, looks nothing like a tank, and is two of them strapped together if we're going to be cheeky about it.
If you had named it The Night Two Lehman Russes in a Trench Coat, I think you would have got full marks.
Yeah, sure.
I'm willing to give a C minus to Knights. There was an attempt. I don't want to give them a D for this because I'm so impressed that they submitted something so strange.
That's true.
Chaos Knights can't get away with doing the same thing though. They cannot submit this and get away with it and still get a C minus out of the deal.
I feel like this is one of those, like, as the teacher, you're like, this doesn't deserve anywhere near a C minus, but I want to show that your initiative is appreciated and that you can still do good, and that we expect you to continue this effort going forward. So yeah, okay, a C minus with a reminder afterwards of like, hey, you're gonna have to do a little bit more next time kind of thing.
All right, that finishes off the Imperium, I guess. I don't think we forgot anyone.
No, I think we forgot one. We forgot Space Marines, which is fair. I understand why you would forget that, because generally we base everything off of Space Marines, and then, like, you know, they don't have to submit another one. Sometimes they do anyways, but, you know, overachievers. This time, Space Marines have to submit something, and...
I think they did right with the Gladiator Lancer here. It gets almost exactly full marks on its profile. It clearly looks like a Lehman Russ, but it floats. It is bigger, but all things Space Marines are physically larger. I don't think that's a bad thing, really.
No, I mean, it's bigger. It's got, like, a slightly worse save, just because, like, I guess it's bigger, so it's easier to hit or something. I don't know.
Honestly, looking at them in the show notes together, if you put the Rogaldor next to the Gladiator Lancer, you see some resemblance. They're both clearly tanks of the same base idea.
It's just one is fancier with hover tech.
And has a man peeking out of the top like a little idiot.
It's somehow so cute, though.
It's so stupid.
It is very stupid, but it's got that little, like, charm to it.
I don't hate this submission. It's pretty good. You've got quite a few secondary weapons, which normally I would laugh at Space Marines for having so many, but it's just what Guard do, too.
And, like, tanks should have... they got spots to have chaff killers, so...
The main cannon hits like a truck.
Yeah. It's shocking how it's honestly a little too weak defensively.
Yeah, the Lehman Russ's 2-up save is awfully strange, isn't it?
And, like, the Gladiator is only T10, whereas Lehman Russ is 11. Lehman Russ has 13 wounds, Gladiator is 12. Like, we're all in the same area code, but the Gladiator is just a little worse.
It's a very weird addition, isn't it?
Yeah, the Gladiator is just worse defensively.
All that so that you can hit on threes.
I mean, that's kind of nice.
And, you know, get a shitload of rerolls because you're a Space Breed.
There's also that. Yeah, that's a thing. This is a pretty good showing.
It's just A material for me. I don't see reason to take points off. Like, maybe do you want to do A minus for hover? Are we going to make it where if you don't have treads, you can't get a full grade?
I feel like A minus, just because, like, a little too weak defensively and it's got hover.
Okay, fair.
You know, those little things are like, you missed the mark just a little bit, but you still did a great job.
Okay, I think we take it. All right, let's move on to Chaos. But I don't want to just start with Chaos Space Marines. I don't want to do that. We always start with Chaos Knights, just get them out of the way. I don't want to do that. Let's do my demons.
Oh.
Partly because I've been painting them for like the last 4 weeks in a row now, and I really want to talk demons for a moment.
All right. What are your ideas on what was submitted for demons?
Shockingly clever and closer than I thought we were going to get.
All right.
So we've got the Soul Grinder.
Oh, I thought you were going to do something dumb like Bellicor, but yeah, I like Soul Grinder a lot better than that.
My thoughts on this ugly model aside, if we just focus on the stat block, I will be happier, and I can imagine a 3D printed one that looks more like a demon.
I thought you were gonna say it looks more like a tank, but
no, you will note that the Soul Grinder is keyworded as a vehicle, though.
Yeah, it's also keyworded walker.
Yeah, but it is a vehicle demon, not a CSM unit. This is a demon unit, but for some reason it is a vehicle because they just couldn't figure out how to not make this thing a vehicle. Statline wise, we're pretty good, though. We've got the T11. We only have a 3-up save, but we got a 4-up invuln. We've got a ton of wounds. Offensively speaking, you don't have that many options. It's basically your main cannon and then pick your own secondary gun, some of which can be a secondary main gun, like if you want to go with the Zinch one. But some of them are secondary gun options, but it's only the one.
And like the cannon is not amazing. Like, it's fine.
It does pass the Lehman Russ battle tank cannon requirement, strength 10.
But it's only 36 range.
Which is where I put the line, but you could also choose warp gaze for 48.
We're not doing amazing on the cannon, but we hit the mark, so okay, no points off.
Yeah, it's the secondary guns are a bit off, and the fact that we just get full-on melee weapons.
That doesn't help. Tanks are not supposed to be, I was gonna say tanks are not supposed to be in combat, but then there was the Marshall Kata that we've seen earlier. So
this tank also knows karate.
Yeah.
It's just not on the data sheet. It just knows karate.
Yeah, I was like, this one can actually do a spinning back kick.
That tank kicked me. The problem is when we look at the model.
Yeah.
What are we thinking? Is this, when you think of a tank, spider legs, giant mechanical claw, a face that says, please kill me or melt me in acetone? And the main cannon is like a weird misshapen hunk on the other arm.
That's kind of a big down. I'm not supporting the crabness. I've already had this with the Dune Crawler.
The Dune Crawler would get much better grades than this. It looks like a tank above the leg.
And like cannon on the Soul Grinder is not screaming to me tank cannon.
Yeah, this one has evolved too much into a crab.
This is a step too far to being a tank. How low do we go though? Like,
I really do want to give credit for how close demons got.
I had no expectations, but
what did we give Grey Knights? Was it like a C- or no, did we go lower?
No, I think it was like a C. I accepted a C-, I think.
No, you gave yourself a C, that's right. We gave Imperial Knights a C-. All right, we'll do C- with Imperial Knights.
All right.
Because, like, neither of them look like a Lehman Russ. These don't look like tanks.
We're clearly in a positive mood during this grading session. A bunch of these should just be Fs, but we are supporting the fact that there was an attempt and effort was put into the attempt.
I just want to point out, like, we got a lot of checkboxes right for demons. Something that should get, like, no checkbox right.
Yeah. Demons should not have a tank in any way, but did a pretty good job.
All right, let's check Chaos Knights. You cannot just submit a despoiler with two battle cannons and call it two Lehman Russes and a trench coat. You can't do it.
No, that would be clearly cheating. And, Imperial Knights is the more honest version, so.
Alright, so Chaos Knights, you have submitted the Wardog Brigand, just because I wanted to say Brigand.
Alright, I mean, they submitted the Wardogs. It was the expected thing to submit, but
they played to their type.
Yeah. They did what was expected.
I will say, the Demon Breath Spear does a good job of actually having a decent profile. The problem is the range is a bit short. It does have the backup in an absolute infantry mulching chain cannon. It also has the top bonnet, either a heavy stubber or a multi-launcher, so you've got a sub-weapon.
It's not bad.
It doesn't look like a tank. Knights just don't.
No, and Chaos Knights definitely don't.
Profile-wise, it's actually about right, other than the fact that, again, save is slightly bad.
But it's got the 5-up invuln to offset the 3-up save instead of a 2-up, so, like, you're doing okay.
It's definitely the better pick over the Crusader, but it's not the crazier pick that I respected the Crusader for. I still think it's C-worthy. I just think it's doing a better job than the Crusader at filling out what we need filled out. Maybe only C-, honestly.
It's probably a C-.
Yeah, looking at the Soul Grinder.
Right.
Yeah, maybe you're only a C-.
It helps that their guns look like they could be put on a tank. And
yes,
like, you just take it off and you put it on a tank and it's like, yep, sounds good. But they're walkers, so, like, you can't be doing an amazing job on this.
Let's just move on before we pay too much attention and lower it into the D's.
All right, CSM is finally here with the Predator.
Yeah, it's the classic. They went with the older tried and true method while Space Marines proper went to show off their Primaris stuff. The Predator's doing an okay job, just like the Castigator, really.
Yeah, there's not much to hate about it. There's just not much to be like, wow, this is perfect. You know, like, it hits the toughness, the wounds are a little bit lower, saves a little bit worse, but, like, it's chaos, so, like, sure.
It clearly looks like a tank.
Yep, it's got the treads and it's got the profile of like, yep, looks like a tank.
It's got multiple side weapons. I think it's just an A, just like with Sisters. There's not really a reason to not give it an A.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Don't get too fancy and sometimes it just do the right job.
Well, we are getting into the rest of Chaos, so I think getting too fancy is about to happen.
Death Guard.
Let's go with our safest bet in Death Guard.
Oh man, I love the Plague Burst Crawler. So,
I hate the Plague Burst Crawler, but I'm still willing to give it a chance for this.
It's got pretty good profile. Like, toughness is a little bit less, saves fine, wounds is a little bit lower, but like...
This famously tough army has less toughness than a Lehman Russ.
I don't understand either.
It's more a thing with the Lehman Russ this edition than the rest of the game.
Sure, but I do feel like the Plague Burst Crawler should be higher. Like, it's got an entire scoop in the front that's clearly there for...
Scoop there. It is.
Bulldozers are tough, man. So clearly the Plague Burst Crawler should be tougher.
I do love that it has the whole bulldozer front, yet they still gave it just armored tracks when they were copy-pasting from all the other tanks.
Yeah.
There's a certain level of not giving a crap about anything in Death Guard this edition that just seeps through.
I like it. I think it looks neat because it's got the treads and like probably shouldn't, but...
I will say having a 5-up invuln helps make up for being not as tough. I don't really see too much issue with it. You've got your main gun.
That's a kind of a problem of like the gun is a main gun, but it's not strong enough and it's also not like a cannon. It's a mortar.
Yeah, it's the main weak point of this, really. The side guns are honestly stronger. They're shorter range, but they're stronger.
Yeah, they do their job as side guns. Perfectly reasonable. No negatives there. The only real issue I have with the Plague Burst Crawler is the main gun.
Do we go B?
No.
No, B plus.
B or B plus, and I think a B plus is fine.
Yeah, there's very little other than main gun wrong. The main gun is still like in the right ballpark, but it's too low at A minus 1-2. It's down on every stat.
It really is. And like, it also doesn't look like a tank, that, you know, like imagine a tank. Imagine the Lehman Russ tank. You should have a protruding barrel that's a big cannon instead of an artillery.
When we do Everyone's Basilisk, we'll be fine. In 300 Everyone's Blank episode from now.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like a B plus is probably about right.
All right, so Thousand Suns, it's time to submit your A. So, what did you decide? Maybe you go for... Well, the Land Raider is not a good choice. Let's not do the Land Raider.
I mean, you have the Predator.
Ooh, the Defiler for something out of left field.
Yeah.
The Forge Fiend for something a little more sane. If you want to get too clever, you could be submitting like the Mutalith Vortex Beast.
I was going to say, there's always good support for Mutalith Vortex Beast to just show up no matter what, so...
If you want to be a meme, and make me mad, you could submit the Vindicator.
I feel like none of those are what was done because Thousand Suns is playing 5D chess.
Magnus the Red, Primarch of the Thousand Suns. As the 10th edition pre-show bragged about, the man whose psychic prowess is shown off by firing the biggest, baddest Laz Cannon with all of his psychic prowess, fires off a strength 9 Laz Cannon to show off that he's the Psyker Man.
Yeah, in 24-inch range.
Maybe you should have submitted a tank.
Yeah, or, you know.
Or GW could have submitted a tank and not tried to turn psychic into las cannons. And do it poorly, because this is strength 9, clearly, so this is not the biggest, baddest las cannon.
I feel like there was some potential with, like, the hype of, like, oh, okay, yeah, Magnus the Red, this is a dumb pick, but he's supposed to have amazing ranged weapons, right? So it'll be, like, that's where he's getting the points and, like, probably toughness and whatever. Is gonna be close enough and cute, whatever. Wow, that ranged weaponry is fucking awful.
This is the best Psyker the Imperium has ever seen that fell to Chaos and got even more Psykery.
I mean, as a Grey Knights player, this is pretty good psychic.
Isn't it just unfortunate?
But that's just a little salt.
So, Thousand Suns and James, I'm giving you an F. Please try again next edition.
Yeah. They could have gotten a better grade with some of the other ones, but I feel like Thousand Suns deserves the F on this one, because Magnus, you should be better.
Not a good tank. Please go back to being a Psyker.
Play to your strengths. Go back to the roots. Be a psyker. All right, then. World Eaters. They're known for having great ranged weaponry.
Yeah, they're probably going to fail and not submit anything of value, because who would have given World Eaters something like the... Oh, they have the Forge Fiend.
Ah, right. Yes, the Forge Fiend.
The classic World Eaters-like option of a thing covered in guns. Very World Eaters-y.
It's true. But yeah, World Eaters does have the Forge Fiend, and not terrible.
It's shocking how good World Eaters is going to be in this. We're here with Toughness. Save is about on par with several others that we've done here, where it's worse, but it's got an invuln. Wound count is here. It can fire off strength 10 shots, and it can fire off a lot of them, really, because you could have three of its main weapon. You could also go with the two side weapons and the main weapon. It's got options.
It does have options, and like, they're clearly big guns. You know, they're not the strongest thing ever, but they're in the right realm, and like, they look like big guns that you would see on a tank.
It's weird that this is like not terrible.
Clearly not a tank with the four legs.
Yeah, but it's the right general shape.
It is, isn't it?
It has the main cannon out the front that just happens to be a head.
It very much does have the profile of a tank.
Of a penis. I mean, yes, of a tank.
If you just ignore the leg part and just like, yeah, those are just really weird looking treads.
It's just the elongated part coming out of the big ball area.
Exactly.
That part looks normal.
Very tank-like.
Yeah, tanks. Yeah, tanks.
I don't know where to put. It's definitely not an F or a D.
It's doing better than the Land Raider.
Yeah, I think it is. C+?
I'm thinking B-.
B-?
It could use more dedicated side guns. It definitely is lacking the general tank shape on the bottom, as much as we've got the enlarger up top.
A little bit too much melee weaponry.
Only if you choose the jaws, which I'm not doing for the Forge Fiend here, because we're assuming it's got its main gun as the ectoplasm cannon.
That's fair, yeah.
It's really not that bad. B-, honestly. World Eaters has a main battle tank.
Shockingly good main battle tank. Good job, World Eaters.
All right, we're into Xenos. Surely nothing will go horribly wrong from here.
So we'll start off strong with Eldari, who are known to have great tanks.
Weirdly, it's not a bad one other than the toughness.
Yeah, obviously Eldari wasn't gonna do great on the toughness part of being a tank. That's just not what Eldari do. But they submitted the Fire Prism, and this is pretty good.
It is a tank. Main cannon absolutely destroys.
Yeah.
It's got a sub thing of a twin shuriken catapult, which is one sub item. It's not enough to get an A. The toughness is low. The save's not super great. Wounds is right. It's a hover tank, so there's points off for hover tank, but not that much.
Nah, it's not terrible. It's like,
where did custodies land? They landed lower because they were Forge World, but where were they gonna land? Like B-, C+ for area?
I think so, yeah.
I want to say C+. The toughness is bad. Not enough side weapons. It hovers.
T9 versus T10 is actually huge.
It's a lot. That's a big breakpoint for several things.
10 to 11 is, it's noticeable, but it's not as noticeable as 9 to 10.
Or 9 to 11. Which is the real one.
That's true.
This is off on both ends of the 10 threshold.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. It's not terrible, though. It's a solid tank.
I was expecting worse, honestly, before looking in the data sheet.
I was expecting them to submit some type of flying bike or something stupid, so...
All right, speaking of worse, Drukhari.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're not really going to be bringing flying bikes, but maybe flying boats.
We've never been A students. It's just our way.
It's just our way.
We're the rebels, just smoking pot in the back of the class, screwing off.
You could be better, obviously.
Having a 4-up save in T9.
Yeah, it's just, you don't want to because you're rebelling. So edgy.
We could have been A students, but we got caught up in the emo phase. Listen to all that goth music.
Yeah, like Grimbeard's
latest album just hits hard. Yeah, so the Drukhari, we're not scoring well. This is a D, guys. This is... You're happy you got credit.
The Ravager's as close as you're gonna get, and like, that's only because it's got a big cannon.
It's got three of them. We've got three main cannons, no side cannon, unless you want to put disintegrators on the side for some reason. Then we actually fill that category out okay, but we're T9, 4-up save.
Yeah, no.
We're not taking a hit.
You're quite literally a boat, not a thing.
Quite literally a boat. This is not every faction's naval warfare.
One day, though, you're going to do great.
Admech can resubmit the disintegrator.
It's true. All right. Gene Steelers, I hope that you've got something better than what we've seen.
Not by much, but it's cool as hell. Really, what we're missing is our canon.
Yeah, Goliath Rock Grinder is very close. I want it to be better, but...
I do too. Yeah, so I guess the heavy mining laser has to be our main canon. It does the job all right.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a tank cannon.
It does not look like a tank cannon. And it's kind of just on the arm. Kind of weird. Very clearly a pickup truck.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, bit weak on the defensive, you know, T10, 3-up save, 10 wounds. Like, it's a truck that's been armored.
Yeah. That said, can we talk about how cool the Rock Grinder face is, though? Like, Bulldozer, I sleep. Bulldozer with giant Rock Grinders on it. Real shit.
It's true. It's true. It's even got spotlights for those Rock Grinders.
I'm just such a fan of this vehicle that I don't want it going below like a C. It's got a main battle cannon. It's at least T10, which we've been letting people get away with. The save's a little on the weekend. The wounds are a little low. It's got sidearms, though. I really don't think it's that bad.
I can be convinced on a C.
Like, look at the Land Raider. Look at how awful the Land Raider is, and we gave that the same grade. It has to score better than two Lehman Russes in a trench coat.
I can accept a C.
We did it, Gene Steeler cults. C's get degrees.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's fine. I like the Rock Grinder as well. And if they had, like, anything that looked like a cannon, then we'd be a C-plus easy.
Yeah, the layout is, it is clearly someone's pickup truck they modded.
Yeah, this is a vehicle for working, and we're trying to do a tank, so...
It's Warhammer, not Workhammer.
Yeah, and it's not even a tractor, so we can't be like, yeah, but all of those tractors in World War One were converted into tanks, so it's clearly that. Votan, though, you gotta have something, right?
They got a heck of a lot.
Heck of a
lot. You could say a heck of a ton.
Yeah, like the Hecaton Land Fortress.
Yeah, it honestly checks most of the boxes pretty well. It's very high on wounds, but it's right at that line where we didn't take points off for it. You definitely have a main gun. You definitely watched too much Ninja Turtles growing up.
Hell yeah, the party wagon represent.
I have trouble finding much to take points off for other than it's got wheels, not treads, and it is very silly looking.
That's like the only thing.
In a good way, that I enjoy. It is my fun, stupid 40k look. It's just, it's also not, it's not a tank. If your child, when you ask him to draw a tank, draws the Hecaton Land Fortress, you can probably spend the college money.
Probably because they've mixed up turtle and tank. I do love this model, though.
It's very fun.
Stat-wise, we're all there. And, like, it's not that far off from a tank, like, looks.
Like, if you look at it versus the Dorn, granted, it gets more options than the Dorn does, but it doesn't do a bad job there. Dorn was an A. Like, this one, it's like, it really is that awkward issue of it's clearly not looking like a tank.
Boy, it's not that far off from a tank compared to some of the other shit we've seen. A
big rectangle gun on top.
Right? Like, if you have really bad vision and didn't put your glasses on and were far away squinting, maybe. I don't know. I'm just trying to, like, let's get an A minus.
Do we go A minus or B?
I want it to be an A minus.
All right. I can concede the A minus. The real issue is our looks. And it technically, from a checklist standpoint, hits a lot of them, even if when you look at the full end result. It's one of those, when you have to describe something, the game where you, like, describe the thing and someone else has to draw the picture of it, and yeah. It's, like, way off.
Yeah, where it's just, like, describe general thing that everybody would understand, but, like, you can't use that word. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is what we ended up with, and it's like, that is not what I was trying to describe, but you're technically not wrong.
You're trying to describe the Deceiver, and they draw Carmen Miranda? No, lady with bananas in her hat.
Oh. I did not link that together at all. I was like, he's got a good point. I know that he is so happy about this.
It was such a good joke. Borrelia's not here. He had to leave to take care of dogs, so the person who understands my fucking Brazilian joke isn't here.
Yeah, I was like, man, I know that this one was set up great. I can feel the pride of the joke going through, but I'm not picking it up, man.
I love that song. I've also been playing Space Station 14 all week.
Ah.
Carmen Miranda's ghost is haunting Space Station 3. All right, Eric failed me on my Carmen Miranda reference, so we're moving on to Necrons.
All right, Necron player, what do you got for a tank?
Look, it's better than last edition, and it's the same thing. The Doomsday Arc's glow up is my submission, and it's a lot closer to a real tank than last edition.
It's not great, but it's not terrible. Like, it's T9. You're not getting a good grade.
We're not getting a good grade on toughness. However, our save, the 4-up invuln, is doing a lot of work.
Yep.
Wound count, we're good. Main cannon, we're finally good.
That's a main cannon.
After the atrocity that was 8th and 9th edition with this awful gun, you don't even have to stay still in order to fire it anymore.
That was the worst.
Advanced technology. Can't fire a gun while moving.
When the gun is like the entire fucking thing.
And you can't say we don't have sidearms because we've got 10.
Yeah. Ranged weaponry. This is very good firepower. But
does it look like a tank? The answer is, does the Vindicator look like a tank? And we all know it's based on the Sturm Tiger, therefore this is perfect.
No, this is based on the Sturm Tiger's driver. This is ribcage MRI, dude.
He swallowed the cannon.
Yeah, right? Like, this is what they were trying to, like, search for the cannon, is the operation kind of thing where you're, like, trying to grab
the... You gotta pull the Vindicator gun out of his ribcage.
Exactly, yep.
All right.
Tombstay Arc.
You can't argue anything other than the toughness and the fact that it looks like... The Vindicator's ghost.
Those are two
awful marks against it.
Very awful marks against it. But everything else, yeah, is solid. Probably in C territory somewhere.
Oh, come on.
Fine, B minus.
Okay. I'll accept a B minus. I'm not going to argue higher. But
I was just looking for that reaction, honestly. I was like, it's probably a B minus, but I want to see what he says.
No, it's not C territory.
No, that it's a nice cannon, but B minus. All right, then. Orcs.
Orcs is a weird one.
Orcs generally do great on these assignments.
It's honestly, I was against this until we really sat down and reviewed it. Orcs is weird because, like, they don't have a proper tank. The submission is clearly supposed to be the battle wagon. If you build it with the main cannon instead of as the whole troop transport version, it's tankish. It's got a lot of sidearms.
It does. Yeah.
They're not going to hit anything.
Nope.
Neither's the main cannon, but like, it's got them.
And we didn't say anything about accuracy. We just said that it has to look like a tank. It doesn't have to be functionally good.
The main cannon does its job. Not well, but it does its job, technically.
It does its job. Toughness is a little bit low, but it's not that bad. Saves a bit of weird with a 3, but it's got a 6-up invuln, which is nice. A
little too many wounds.
A lot of wounds.
Randomly transports 12 orcs still.
Yeah. Even in the tank loadout as opposed to the transport focus.
It's getting some really weird points off.
It looks like an orc tank, though.
It does that.
Right? Like, if you're like, okay, take a tank, but it's orky. This is about right. It's got treads. It's got wheels as well, because, you know, just in case. And it's got a wheel that's got spikes on it in the front, too. It kind of looks like a tank.
It does look like a child's version of a tank, which is orc accurate. I will not take points off for that. Assuming we're not giving it the roller.
I think we don't give it the roller. But I love the roller for being so orc, but...
I don't know what to do with this thing.
It's a transport. It's the battle wagon. But
its abilities make it shockingly tough, too. I'm gonna go ahead and say, like, you can just have a B because I'm too confused to do anything else with you, and I'm a little drunk at this point. In the grading, I'm totally sober right now, YouTube.
Yeah, I don't think it goes below a B. I mean, like, the fire ain't deck 11 is weird. That's a weird one, but...
You can give it the ARD case to get rid of firing deck 11, and it makes its toughness higher.
Yeah, which I guess that's probably what you do.
You can, through loadout options and reading the war gear and the abilities, you can make this very tanky. Puns intended.
It's probably a B just because, like, there's a bunch of hoops that need to be done to make it the tank, right?
Yeah, we'll just give it the B. My head hurts too much at this point.
All right, let's move on to Tau.
Eric, you misspelled it in the show notes.
No, I didn't.
Tau.
Yeah, so Tau's tank.
We have the Hammerhead.
We have the Hammerhead gunship. And
we will be equipping the railgun.
Yeah, I was going to say, I expect that the gun is going to do its job and be a big, obvious cannon. Which, yeah, the railgun, pretty strong.
I really wish the railgun had, like, anti-everything, too. I just feel like it deserves that.
Yes, but I could see that being really annoying to play against.
Yes, but the railgun just saying the words anti-everything 2+ would just put a smile on my face.
Yeah, but man, it's got it looks like a big cannon, and it's got the strength of one, and then they've got other stuff.
It does have its little side guns. It shape-wise is a hover tank.
It's got the general profile of a tank, like turret on top, people in the center-ish.
I have trouble going below, like, I'm not going to go below, like, a B on this. I don't see any reason to.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a B or a B plus. The toughness is a little low with a little bit of a low save, but...
Hover holds it back a little.
That's it about it, right? So, like, it might be a B plus.
All right, Tau can have the B plus.
It's a pretty good tank.
It's not bad.
All right, I think we've got one left, and, hey, Tyranids, let's see your tank.
Memes aside, they didn't do an awful job considering it has to be a monster.
Yeah, it's just one of those where it's like, okay, Tyranids, you can submit a monster, obviously.
The Tyrannofex is not a bad pick. The Exocrine definitely looks more tank-like just because the gun is on the top where it belongs and not right underneath Vindicator. But the Tyrannofex stat-wise is just more what I was expecting.
Yeah, I think so as well.
It looks shockingly like a Rogaldorn.
Oh yeah, you know, it's got 12 toughness, 2 up save, yep. 16 wounds as much,
which is actually lower than the Dorn's 18.
Yeah, but like, we're in the right ranges of what we're expecting, kind of thing. Like, you're doing good. The ranged weaponry is not bad.
The rupture cannon is clearly what we're going with. Obviously,
it's giving that railgun a run for its money.
It hits like a truck. Honestly, pretty terrible melee. Perfect. You've got one side weapon in your stinger salvos, and they ain't great. It's pretty much where I'm gonna pull points off here. Is A, you're not a vehicle with treads, and B, you just don't have many side weapons.
That's really it.
It's shocking, isn't it?
Like, the rest of it is very much hitting our tank thing. It's just like, clearly you're not a tank, and you don't have extra guns.
We haven't mentioned the fact that tanks should blow up just because everything has done so.
Right.
But, like, it even blows up.
Yeah.
If exploding was worth mentioning on this list, it's shocking that this one makes the cut.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be weird to have anything on this list that doesn't blow up. Like, I mean, even Magnus does. Thousand Suns going Giga Brain even managed it.
You still fail.
Yeah, absolutely. But, like...
You got one checkbox. It wasn't a 0%.
So, yeah, the Tyrannofex, it's very, very close, but it's probably still a B, like...
Oh, I almost...
A B plus?
Yeah, B plus. It doesn't make A minus for me, but B plus.
It's not a tank. You look at it and you're like, it's clearly not a tank.
But I have a hard time thinking of a monster that is a tank and doing better.
Exactly. So, yeah, I like it. Tyrannofex, B plus. You're very tank-like. Good job.
All right, class is dismissed then. I think you all did a wonderful job this week.
Well, most of you.
Not you, Thousand Sons.
Some of you did fantastic. Looking forward to further improvement in the assignments to come.
All right, but before we go, one last thing, guys. Thank you again. It's been a real bad week, and you all improved it a lot. I did not know how bad this week was going to get after recording last week. Thank you one last time. I guess that does it for us this week, then. This was a remarkably good showing. Nights passed.
Yeah, and I mean, it's always just good fun to talk about the Lemon Russ, or Lemon Roos, sorry.
Yeah, and Thousand Suns could have passed if they hadn't gigabrained it, but I blame GW's weird propaganda and possibly my own annoyance with it when I was putting these show notes together.
Oh, that's absolutely the real reason. But, you know, you don't have to admit it because you're the one grading.
As we learned this week in my day job, managers can do no wrong. And on that piece of information, we're out of here for the week.
Sounds good.
All right, we did all the news up front. Nothing else really this week. There is stuff in the pipeline for interesting, cool things to show off. But for now, let's just get out of here peacefully. It's been a really long week. I'm Brad. You can find me on Twitter at Dr. Ruler. You can find Eric
on Twitter at OneQuoSora.
I just poked myself in the chest really hard while saying that line. I was like, I'm Brad. Bam, right in the chest.
Just like pointed to yourself like, this yep. Is me. I'm me.
This guy violently stabbing him in the chest with my thumb.
this guy is me.
Who's got two thumbs and is an idiot?
This guy.
Did I lead into your line before I just got distracted?
We're good.
Okay, okay. I know all of this made it in the final cut.
Yeah, and now I'm just thinking about Mitch Hedberg's, like, because you're like, who's got two thumbs? I'm just like, Mitch Hedberg's like, look at, I can wave. Look at what I got, motherfucker.
What I got, motherfucker. All right, the show's got an email at thepoorimmerpodcast@gmail.com. I did finally catch up on all the emails. I did 3 months of emails this week, so eventually I do get back to you.
Nice. Don't forget to take a look at the merch that we have, orchid8.com. Look at the Poor Hammer part. That's where you'll find things that are awesome, like the objective markers.
Go try to order objective markers and show Bricky that he's out of stock. Send an email to Orchid8. Reminding them that they're out of stock.
Oh, I'm sure he'll love that.
Make sure to do these things.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we've got more stuff than just the objective markers. There's also like shirts and hoodies and sweatpants.
The show has a Patreon that is also popping off this week at patreon.com/solelysingleton, where you could join great patrons like 10,001 games.
It's a lot of games.
I just really wanted to read it stupidly and be like 10,001 games.
I assumed that you were just gonna like, oh, this is probably binary, right? 10,001.
It's spelled boobs. It always spells boobs.
We also have producers. They are Brandon Janky, Demolition Man, Dr. Lace, Yong Guy C, Joel Rachels, Kiwi Fruit Bird, Mattel, Michael DeLillo, Rock, Rook, the fucking God Emperor of Mankind, and War Game Simulator.
All right, that does it for us this week. It's been a really fun recording. I really needed to unwind, so I'm glad this was so fun. But we are going to get out of here and see you all next week with something completely different. Until then, have a great week, everyone. Eric, take us out.
Carmen Miranda's ghost, huh? Not Carmen Sandiego's...
Goost?
Yeah, goose.
Ghost?
Carmen Miranda's ghost is haunting Space Station 3. Half the staff has seen her, plus the portmaster and me. And if you think we've had too much of Cookie's homemade rum, just tell me where those basket hats of fruit keep coming from.